Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out. We are back for the bathroom break. I'm here with the ultimate marketing millennial, Daniel Murray, and I am Jay Schwedelson. And I'm like, is anybody out there even listening anymore? Did the world tune it out? So Daniel, like this time of year, are you still consuming like marketing podcasts and business stuff? Or are you just all in on watching Home Alone 3 or whatever?
I think column A and column B, but I try to consume as much as I can just for ideas. But I feel like this type of year, it's just all old content recycled from the whole year. So you're just getting a bunch of curations, which is great because my ADHD brain could now consume more of your content if you're doing that the right way. So keep curating.
We're like the only podcast in the entire country that's just not mailing it in and just reposting like, you know, greatest hits from the year. We have actually a new episode here. We should like high five each other. Look at us.
I know. How are we doing this? This is crazy. This is craziness.
All right. Well, let's talk about the topic of the day. Topic of the day is the first 2 weeks of January. Here we are. The year's wrapping up. And then you're going to get hyped to do your marketing those first 2 weeks of January. And there are some very specific tactics you should be aware of, you should avoid, and all things, because it's not a normal time of the year. So Daniel, what do you think about those first 2 weeks of January? Is it just regular marketing for you?
No, I think first I have to say is the first 2 weeks of January and for any marketing is you shouldn't phone in the marketing because this is the worst time to phone in because if you get behind in January, you're going to be behind in February, then you're going to be behind in March. So try set monthly goals for the next 3 months, not quarterly goals because you'll feel like you're falling behind. So set small monthly goals. I think the other thing is a lot of people right now probably have a test budget, probably have things that they're going to try new things in 2026 that they want to try. You can't treat every month the same of the year, especially like you can't treat how things are working in December to how things are working in January, especially in the B2B space where some people are just coming back from vacations, coming back from holidays. So their inbox is flooded, their heads down trying to hit their goals, and they probably not consume your content. So I know you have some data behind this, but what I'm trying to say is don't just cancel your goals with the first 2 weeks. Let them play out a little longer because they could be coming back in February, March, April when people have more time to consume and more time to view your content or marketing you're doing.
Yeah, and let me double down on something you said. Those first 2 weeks, if you test something new that you've been waiting to test and you test on like January 8th or 9th and it doesn't do well, that doesn't mean that that tactic or that test is just not going to do well. Those first 2 weeks are historically horrible because everyone just getting themselves straight. They're catching up. They're doing things. And we see it, for example, on email click-through rates, on promotional email, the second 2 weeks of January versus the first 2 weeks of January, those last 2 weeks of January have about a 30% higher average click-through rate than those first 2 weeks because our brains just aren't there. The other thing that you want to think about is go through all your automation streams, all your triggers, all your stuff. Get 2025 out of there. There's nothing worse than a negative signal to start the year in your marketing and letting people think, oh, they're not with it. They're not organized. They don't know what's going on. This is the time to audit all of that. So you come out of the gate strong, but realize those first 2 weeks are not going to be strong.
I think that's a good point you made too, is there's so many documents and emails and pieces of content where this could be a good time to just remix it right now and just add that 2026 or add a couple lines to make it relevant for 2026 instead of doing all the new ideas. So if you have something that was conferences to attend in 2025. Now just switch it up and change the dates and do conferences to attend in 2026. See what content was working that had 2025 in. There's low lift to try change that up, because those could be easy wins going into the new year, is just switching the 2025, 2026 and just changing the relevancy of the content, sprinkle some new stuff in and reposting that onto your feeds and to your emails and stuff like that.
Yeah. And then whether you're a business or consumer, that's such a smart play. You know, the 2026 fashion trends, 2026 health things, whatever. Slap 2026, it will crush it. The other thing to think about is our subconscious mindset. We are so busy. We have so much stuff to start out the year. We want to see short copy. We want to see a lot of white space in the social posts, in the emails that we receive. We want to see shorter subject lines. We don't realize it, but shorter is what we want to consume because our attention span is actually super short those first 2 weeks. So really think about the mindset of who you're marketing to and where their head is at, because you know, like January 2nd or 3rd, the last thing you want to do is be on a Teams meeting. That sounds like the worst thing on earth. So getting a giant long form email on January 3rd ain't it. So think about, you know, all of that. And Daniel, let me ask you a question. Oh, what do you got?
I just was going to add, like, something that you could do if you don't know what to do, is go back to your inbox from January last year and see what you would have opened from last year. And just that could be some new, fresh ideas. So go look at what are the emails that were sent out, audit those. Now you have AI, you can audit the subject lines, you can audit things that people did in the first week of last year. So I think just go back and look at what worked for other people and back and what would work for you if you would open it and try some of those things in your marketing.
So the most random question I have for you is that I saw that the new avatar is out or whatever. I've never seen any avatars, you know, the tall blue people. I feel like you're somebody who knows a lot about the movie Avatar and you care. Is that true?
Are we talking about the blue people Avatar?
yes, we
or
are.
Or like Avatar the Last Airbender.
No, Avatar the blue people.
No, I'm the person who went to the first Avatar like 5 times when it first came out and then had to wait 10 years till the next one came out. I think it's a great movie. I didn't know that. I'm so behind that I didn't know there's a new one coming out. So
you're not that excited about it.
So I'm definitely not that excited about it, but I will. It's really funny when you have a kid that all the things that you actually are missing out, because you're not thinking about going to the movie theater right now. So you're not looking at what movies are coming out. And you're probably not watching much TV.
We connected with aliens. We found aliens on Earth while you had a baby. Maybe you missed it.
No, great. Thanks. All trending news, send it my way, because I'm behind the that's some good content to send me. Is what's trending in the next 2, 3, 4 months? What happened?
4 years. 2, 3, 4 years.
Exactly.
All right, everybody. Yeah, keep it real. We'll check out the next one. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Mark and Millennial podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.